With the return of in-person classes this fall, the Northwestern 2021-2022 theater season is finally back. And after multiple virtual productions due to COVID, it seems like theater could just be back to normal. With this new season comes a multitude of theater productions. One of these is an adaptation of the Shakespeare play Much Ado About Nothing, with this particular version being set in Miami. Reporter Sarah Cadura talked to third year's Gabriela Furtado Cuchino, the director, and Mark Berry, the producer of the show, to learn more about how this student production brings a unique take on a classic. When asked what the play was about, Furtado Cuchino had this to say.
I would say that this production is a reimagining of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing to highlight the explosions of joy in it, but translate it to the languages of the collaborators that we have. So being set in Miami, Florida, I feel like people are really encouraged to bring in the fullness of themselves, the kind of music that they enjoy, the languages that they speak. Something I really value about Miami culture, and it's where I grew up, is that it's very much a salad bowl culture, and there's a lot of cultural appreciation and really wanting to just go for joy, which is something that I think that we could all use right now after like a collective traumatic experience. And in the play Much Ado, they also go through a collective traumatic experience. So I was interested in seeing, you know, how could Shakespeare's text connect to our time and somehow amplify or flip inside out the struggles that we are having on a day-to-day basis and to help us in having a party.
This story follows two primary couples, Hero and Claudio, and Beatrice and Benedict. Hero and Claudio very early on in the show decide they're going to get married. Beatrice and Benedict are a little more of an enemies to lovers story, or rather supposed enemies to lovers. They don't want to admit their attraction to each other.
Yeah, that reminds me that, you know, deception plays such a big role in the play, and this idea of much ado about nothing, like there are a lot of anxieties in the play that come up, and people who just really like are struggling to communicate with each other. And that kind of reminds me of, you know, how we are now, like we're coming back to an in-person world. We're trying to figure out, you know, how do we relate to one another? How do we communicate? How can we start to like rekindle our friendships and lovey love things?
Barry explained that there was also a reimagination of Hero and Claudio's storyline in this adaptation.
We've reimagined that into her kind of reclaiming her power and using that as an opportunity to grow and find her own footing in a world of Shakespeare where women don't really have footing.
To those who might be skeptical to go to a Shakespearean play, Furtado Cuchino and Barry say this.
I feel like we took this particular text and just made it into what we needed at this moment. And I think that's a really special thing. It's a text that's, unfortunately, you know, for, you know, colonizer reasons, so revered. But that doesn't mean that we can't then insert ourselves and say that we have just as much, if not more worth than the dead white men who originally embodied the work. And I would say with this particular production, you know, it's a very fun one. So if I'd say like you're intimidated by Shakespeare, this is a great one to see because you'll see a pool on stage, you'll see a disco ball, you'll get lit. Audience members can dance in the production. I hope that it'll really feel like a party and not so much, you know, an English class. I think it's important when we have an opportunity to put on a communal experience that is theater, that we can actually interrogate what does our community need right now. And I think that we did ask those questions. So we hope that, you know, people will be able to find something there that will just kind of give them a moment of peace or hope or silliness.
They also wanted to shout out the people involved in the play.
There are 14 actors in the production, which is a lot for a play. And they are absolutely like some of the best, not only artists I've met, but people, which is really exciting. They do all sorts of things. They play their roles, but they also dance in the show. There's a moment in which they sing. Some of them play instruments, some of them do gymnastics. So it's been really, really cool to watch all the ways that they can use their instrument to tell a story. The rehearsal room also consists of myself, my amazing assistant director, Alondra Rios. Anna Margovich is our amazing stage manager. And then our assistant stage manager recently joined. Her name is Julie, and she is a wonderful, wonderful freshman who loves Shakespeare and is very good at it.
Our rehearsal room team is all Perfect. And then we have the production team, which is more my territory, which includes all of the design team, so set designer, lighting designer, sound designer, and then choreographers.
We're also in the cast, I forgot to add.
Yeah, our choreographers are co-choreographing the show, but they're also in the cast, which is a very exciting opportunity for us. We have everything from marketing director, to we have an intimacy consultant to help our choreographers and our director, with moments of intimacy. We have a joy chair who just helped us plan a fun run of the show yesterday. We have dramaturgs. I have an assistant producer. Her name is Peggy. She is a first year. She is one of my favorite people on this campus. She's incredible. We have a recently added position is our audience experience director. And so she is helping us lead pre-show where we're gonna be like passing out food and mocktails. So she'll be leading all of that, helping us get audience members into the world of Miami before they go into the theater. Our production team is all of the like offstage people working together to make the show happen.
Yeah, someone else I wanted to amplify was Kenny, our amazing makeup designer, who actually it's her first theater process, which has been really exciting because the way that she, imagines her own role is like beyond how I have seen a makeup designer step in at Northwestern. She's having the actors use were flowers to kind of amplify the inner beauty that they have. She has a beautiful concept.
I just haven't shouted out enough our sound designer because
Yeah.
he's incredible.
I don't think we got to shout out our costume designers enough. Claire Scavone and Jasmine Ali Diaz, and they are geniuses. The cast will be wearing very colorful clothing. I feel like all of us in the rehearsal room and on the production team, oh my gosh, and our dramaturgs, Molly McCarthy and Dan Calderon, who are amazing collaborators and helped me cut the script over the summer. So that you wouldn't have to hear us drone on about Shakespeare for too long. Brandon Acosta composed two original songs for this production, and they are beautiful. Everyone we're working with is really awesome. Our set designer is amazing, Ryan Nugent, and it looks really good. We've been in build, and things are just coming together. It's a really cool time.
Students can find the NU production of Much Ado About Nothing this Friday, October 15th at 7 and 10 p.m., and Saturday, October 16th at 2 and 7 p.m. at Shanley Pavilion. The entrance is also free.
The work that has happened in this show in and outside of the rehearsal room is so exciting, and it really is a party. Everything from doing the wobble on stage to we start off our show with a song by Mitski, and this opportunity is really a chance to have fun and heal from the world we've been living in and find a new centering experience for all of us.
For WNUR News,
this has been Sarah Kedora
and Maria Camaño.